Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the mayor of Carson City, Bob Krull. We've got a wealth of issues to talk to him about. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Trey Abney, Howard Rosenberg, and Mary Lau. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
At TravelNevada.com.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always delighted to welcome back to the program Bob Krull. He is the mayor of Carson City and a longtime lobbyist at the state legislature.
Good to be back.
Pleasure to have you here. I want to talk something. We're going to be all over the map today.
Okay.
But, you know, you've been involved in gaming for many, many years. And interesting story broken by the Las Vegas Review Journal yesterday through some business press that potentially James Packer, the son of legendary gambler Kerry Packer, is potentially looking at buying the Cosmopolitan, because Deutsche Bank is a bank. They've been running a casino and losing money for a long time. It's so bizarre, because this is the hottest property in Las Vegas for rooms, highest daily room rates. The restaurants are all packed. The nightclubs are booming, but they've not been able to get the gaming off the dime. And, you know, Phil Ruffin had said on this program that it cost almost $4 billion to build that property, but it would maybe go for $1 billion if somebody had $1 billion. Now, he said that about 3 years ago on this program in the middle of the recession. What do you think the haircut will be on this for Deutsche Bank? Because if you use the M Resort an example, in the middle of a recession, that went for 23 cents on the dollar.
You know, it's hard to predict, Sam, what the haircut would be. I mean, but there's definitely going to be a haircut. But on the other hand, you know, it is tremendously good to see investment coming back into the gaming environment, the gaming industry. For a long time, you know, and I think you still read about it. You know, people are saying, well, gaming is on its, you know, because it's competition throughout the country and online gaming. People are saying, you know, what's the future of gaming in Nevada? What's it mean for Nevada's economy? Well, I think what you're seeing with this kind of investment, even if it's less than what the you know the what you'd normally get in a fair market value environment. That's a good thing for our state. That's a good thing for Las Vegas.
Well, what's interesting, too, is for those that don't know, Melco, which is the company that James Packer is the major owner of, not only has a whole bunch of casinos in Australia, including a fabulous one that I went to in Melbourne, but they're also heavily invested in Macau. So they would have the cash to be able to come in and change whatever they wanted, and it would also bring a major gaming company that does not have a presence in the United States, except in the old days when Dad would come to town and he was one of the giant whales in Las Vegas.
Yeah. Well, I think that's just real positive news for Nevada. I think, you know, anytime you see capital start to move like that, large capital, when you see any capital start to move, it is good. It's good for our state.
Well, also, I think what's interesting, and I've kind of been talking about this for a long time on this program, is, you know, where in the past one might have looked at Nevada's gaming tax and said, well, you know, that could be higher. At this point, when you look at it, you go, well, the gaming taxes are so high around the rest of the world and the rest of the country that if you own properties, say, like Melco in Macau, where the rates are very high, and you've got a whale that's prepared to lose $1 million or $2, where do you want them to lose the money? You're going to fly them to Las Vegas.
That's right. That's right. You're going to fly them to Las Vegas. And one of the reasons why the tax rate is looks lower in Nevada than it does in other states is because in other states you have a monopoly given. It's a franchise monopoly. In Nevada, you know, you otherwise get your background check, you're there. It's a competitive environment. So there's a reason why the tax rate is lower in Nevada than it is in other states.
All right, I'm going to turn to politics.
All right, politics.
Why didn't the Democrats come up with a candidate for governor?
You know, I think that in the political world, I think that you're seeing a reluctance of people to put their foot in the water, and all through from the top to the bottom. I think that people are just reluctant to get into the political mix, because I think that a lot of times, you know, if you're a career politician, that's one thing, but if you're in it, you know, to take on issues that are important to you, it gets difficult, because one, you got to, you know, take care of your own family, then you get into a political environment that can become toxic. I'll tell you, it can become toxic. I mean, you put yourself out, and I think that a lot of people say, you know what, I don't need to do that. And so I don't know if that's one of the reasons why the Democrats didn't field a candidate. Oh, but let me also say that, you know, from my perspective, I think Brian Sandoval has done a heck of a job as governor. I think he's expressed extremely good leadership skills, extremely good political skills, and I'll tell you, from, you know, my position as mayor in Carson City, he's done great things for Carson City. I mean, just because, you know, when you need help, you go. His door is always open.
It was interesting. Yeah. Tick Sagerblum said on this program that if it weren't for taxes, he could be a Democrat.
Yeah, you know, sometimes when you look at the political environment, when you get to the middle of the political thought, there isn't a whole lot of difference between moderate Democrats and moderate Republicans. When you get on the fringes, it becomes a little bit more stated, noticeable. But even at that point, when you get to, you know, you can see that on the libertarian side of things, normally looked at as being Republican, that comes around, actually meets with the right wing, or with the far left wing of the Democratic Party, the far left. I mean, so you're seeing that happen. And I think also, you know, with the rise of third party money, outside money, I know that, you know, there's discussion, you know, with the recent Supreme Court case that parties are going to be, you know, they're going to be able to have access to more money. But I think in a large way, you know, political parties have to take a good look at what, you know, they're good at the ground game. They're good at establishing, you know, issues. But the relevance in terms of money and in terms of, you know, candidate selection, I think that's on a decline.
I wouldn't disagree with you there. But the thing that's interesting the most to me is that despite the amount of money that's been spent, the amount of influence has been minimal.
Well,
I mean, Sheldon Adelson spent close to $100 million. What did he get for it? He became one of the most famous people in the country.
You know, you can look at individual races and say that's the case, but I think that as a general rule, and it's hard for me to even say this, but as a general rule, if you've got money, you would think that if you could run in these days with all the media outlets that you've got, you could run without having a whole lot of money behind you. But that's just not the case. I mean, anymore, if you're going to get out and run, You've got to have money. And whether, you know, individual races, it came down one way or the other. As a general rule, money helps. And money, I think money drives a lot of the elections. And that's hard, too, you know, where people don't want to get in the political mix because, you know, you hire consultants to lead you through all the political things. But the people who are there making the phone calls to ask for money, me calling up somebody, say, I want money, that's the hardest part of being a politician. And no matter what consultants tell you, at the end of the day, it's the politician, it's the candidate that has to make those calls. And that's time. That's time, and it's hard to reach out and ask people for money. It's just hard.
And in the congressional races, Dean Heller told me when he was in the Congress or in the House of Representatives, 50% of his day was spent fundraising.
Sure.
More with Mayor Bob Kroll when we come back.
To contact Nevada newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, one of the most respected men in Carson City, and he's been the mayor of Carson City for a long time now, Mayor Bob Kroll. Great to have you back on the program. Lieutenant Governor's race. Do you think that as this race on the Republican side gets uglier and uglier, that it could end up where you have a situation where the two candidates are so badly beaten by the end of the primary that it allows Lucy Flores, who is not that well known, but if she gets financial backing, which appears she is, to come in and take that race?
Frankly, I don't. There's some political wisdom out there that says, hey, you get beat up in the Republican primary, it's going to hurt you in the general. Frankly, I don't see that going to happen in this race.
Just too much money there.
Too much money, and I think that, you know, at the end of the day, you know, the political world is moves with such speed anymore that even if you get beat up today, tomorrow or next week is going to be a new day, and that's just how it works.
And Sue Loudon would be a great example of that.
Sure.
Because she took a drubbing in the Senate race, and yet she's gotten
back
a ton of respect in this race.
That's right.
Let's talk about the economy.
Sure.
How's the economy of Carson City doing? Is it, are you starting to see increases in sales tax, those kind of things?
We are seeing a bump up in sales tax. I think the economy in Carson City has turned the corner. It's on its way up. Certainly nothing to write home about yet, but it's definitely time to get the paper and pen out to start. In Carson, you know, we now have the old Carson Mall is being redone. We have Sportsman's Warehouse. Bell's is coming in. We've Cal Ranch came in. We have a Tractor Supply Company, new dollar store coming in. And we are, it seems to me that I cut a whole lot of ribbons for a lot of different enterprises, retail, you know, both big box and small box stores. Kohl's came back, you know, and things like that. The economy is starting to turn a corner. And
now, obviously, you went through, like every other city went through, major cuts during the recession. And now, as you see things turning around, how are you looking upon this in terms of being able to rehire people, what kind of money you have available?
Well, it's interesting because I'm going to see both ends of what happens in these things, because when I first became mayor, that's when the world started crashing down. So you have to cut workforce and try to match your quality of life so that your quality of life stays somewhat stable, just because you want people to have a good quality of life in their community. So you're cutting workforce. Now when the economy starts going up, you've been doing more with less all along. Well, as the economy starts moving up, people start coming back into the economy, people start moving back in. You're now seeing that the doing more with less, the more is getting bigger. And so there's a lot of stress on those who are there. And the question now is, well, when do you start adding people to take care of the quality of life issues that you took care of with more people early on 4 or 5 years ago? When do you start making that move? And I think that, you know, for me, the jury says, you know, let's wait another, let's see what happens towards the end of this year to make sure that we're clearly on the move up, and then we'll see what we're doing.
Property taxes. People have been talking about the property tax caps for cities. It's going to take a decade to get back to where we were before. Do you have any desire to see an increase in property taxes for the folks of Carson City? We got about less than a minute.
I will tell you, I don't have any desire to see the property tax cap increased. I think we're doing okay in Carson City. Matter of fact, our budget in this budget that we're going to be discussing later this week, we're cutting the property tax by 2 cents. So we'll be at 350. We're at 356 now per 100. We're going to go to 354.
Okay, we've got about 30 seconds left here. Always talk about moving the capital to Las Vegas. It seems to me that would be ridiculous.
I think it's not only ridiculous, but stupid from a state perspective. And I kind of like the way John Ralston said it. He said, you know, that just ain't going to happen.
And that's where we got to leave it, my friend. Thank you so much for being here. As always, Mr. Mayor, we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 40 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We deliver for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
When you're seriously injured, it's all about the money.
Money you need after an accident. Money the insurance company doesn't want to give you.
Laub & Laub has the know-how and attitude to fight for the money you deserve.
Call Laub & Laub.
Recycled Furniture Midtown Reno has been family-owned and operated for over 30 years. We buy and sell only quality-used furniture. With inventory arriving daily, we price our merchandise to sell quickly. For great deals on slightly used furniture that's new to you, come see us at Recycled Furniture.
Northern Nevada is full of thriving businesses, exciting events, beautiful sunsets, spectacular food, and some of the most wonderful people I've ever met. The Plush Life will keep you informed, but more importantly, it will inspire you each week to live the happiest, healthiest, best life possible in this beautiful place that we call home.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 40 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We've delivered for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Trey Abney is here, Director of Government Relations with the Chamber. Mary Lau is President and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. And Howard Rosenberg is UNR Professor of Art and Art Education, also is on the school board in Washoe County. So, interesting issues coming up in each of your areas with marijuana, with medical marijuana, and also now we have an initiative to make recreational marijuana, which we go to the legislature in 2015 and be on the ballot if they passed on it in 2016. How do we now deal with the reality of marijuana in the workplace?
That's a good question, because you have a workers' comp issue, and you have, I mean, law still allows you. You know, we have alcohol that's legal, and employees are not allowed to come to work drunk, but there's a test for that, and you can't blow into a breathalyzer and determine someone's high or not because of the way, you know, the THC works in the body. And so, especially if they have a medical marijuana card, I mean, forget about recreational use for a minute, but if they have a medical marijuana card, you know, the employer's in a tough spot. You know, they're taking that legally to help a medical condition. So how do you control the workplace? It's very difficult, and it's probably going to take a lot of discussions and probably a few lawsuits, I imagine, to settle it all.
Well, Marion, you come at, from a couple of different angles: the pharmacy board, state pharmacy board, as well as you know, the retail industry.
Putting a cap on what Trey said, though, too, is this going to fall under ADA now? Is it now, if it's a medical issue, is it under America with Disabilities Act? And that even complicates it even more.
We have to make reasonable accommodations.
Accommodation, that kind of stuff. So
would that include additional food and beds?
Chocolate, brownies, you know, munchy stuff, you know, that kind of stuff. I don't know. But the pharmacies right now, they sell Marinol, which is a legal alternative to marijuana, but they're not going to sell marijuana itself because it's still a federal law, and the pharmacies operate under the Drug Enforcement, and they have to, FDA, DEA, everybody, you know, they have rules that they have to comply with, even if the states allow them. You have to have a DEA card.
And Howard, I'm presuming that you've been dealing with this problem for many years at the university.
Not really, Sam. It happens occasionally, but most of the kids are really good about that kind of thing. This all falls under what I'm coming to realize more and more and more. I am so glad I am not young anymore. This kind of thing will cause great, great problems. Same way that I think when the Volstead Act was turned over and people began to be able to buy alcohol, the same kind of thing happened. There'll be abuse of it. We know that. All right, fine. So all you can do is take it on a case-by-case situation, try to educate our kids as best we can that the results of what could happen are not the best in the world, the way we do with alcohol. And you just hope for the best. I don't know any other way of doing it.
Well, and before last legislative session, Rand had a poll, and the public is in favor of it,
yes.
Like 67,
yes.
68%. Yes.
It wouldn't surprise me if this passes in 2016.
Mm-hmm. But then we've got Colorado. What's happening in Colorado? That's going to be an awful good bellwether, or for want mm-hmm. of something better, to see what we may be facing.
You know, the thing I think that is pushing all of this medical marijuana and legalization of recreational marijuana in Nevada is that there is an awful lot of money to be made by investors into this business.
Sure.
The people that are attracted to this business are very well off, and you just saw in Clark County when they at their deadline to even register for a chance to own a dispensary or a grow house, they had over 600 applications, and each application just to turn it in cost you $5,000. So in a day, bada bing, Clark County grosses over $1 million just on the registration to apply for a license.
Well,
and business licenses for this might be up to $100,000. I mean, there's a lot of money to be made by governments and by individuals in this business.
Well, there's already a trade association that's been formed.
Right.
Joe Bresny is running. Well, he runs one of them. There's been a few of them.
All right, well, I wanted to change topics. We've got about a minute left, so basically just go around.
I thought it was
smoking. Well, the FDA is going to propose new regulations for e-cigarettes. What are your thoughts about that, Mary?
That's a very difficult one because cigarettes themselves, they went through all the cigarette wars, tobacco wars, and all the fights and said, it's not the nicotine, it's the additives. Now they're turning around saying, well, we don't know anything about additives, but we're saying it's the nicotine. It's a nicotine delivery device. I will say that nobody knows yet what the vapor is going to do to your lungs because it's an oil glycerin's an oil-based product. So I think it's just more about show me the money.
This is going to be a huge factor in the next legislature. I think the Democrats are going to bring legislation to control this at the state level. At least they're talking about it right now.
Okay. Well, one thing about nicotine, though, is it's a very dangerous drug. If taken, you can take nicotine and cause cardiac arrest.
It's a poison in it.
So, yeah, it's interesting.
All right, that's where we got to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on About Newsmakers after this time out.
Thinking of selling your home? See Marshall Realty for short sales, rentals, and regular sales.
No matter what your needs are, we have options for you. Adding value to homeowners is what we do. Call 473-1055.
The last time you enjoyed the delicious and authentic taste of Super Burrito. Meet your friends. Treat your family. Anytime's a great time for Super Burrito. With locations in Reno, Sparks, Carson City, and Minden, there's a Super Burrito near you.
Super Burrito, we do it right.
With AT&T, you call the shots. Only pay for the services you need in your bundle.
Hurry and call now while you can still get internet for $15 and home phone for $20 per month. Or start with UVerse high-speed internet and add the other services you want to get the bundle you need.
With UVerse high-speed internet, you'll get the speed you need at a price you'll love. Get wireless service and home high-speed internet with a Wi-Fi gateway to connect all your Wi-Fi devices and save on your mobile data usage at home. Add UVerse TV, and on most plans, you'll get a total home DVR included for life.
So call now to choose any bundle, like internet for $15 and home phone for $20 per month. Why wait? Ask about our next day installation.
Go ahead, call the shots, and only pay for the services you need in your bundle. With AT&T, it's whatever works for you.
Thinking of selling your home? Want top dollar for your property?
With our aggressive marketing plans, our team is focused on your success. So call me today and find out why so many homeowners trust us.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Our next broadcast will be celebrating the 50th anniversary of Boomtown in Reno with Trish Trenoweth. We'll see you on the next broadcast.